From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fan. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. The New York Football Giants have won their wild card, and they will advance to the next round against the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. Final score, 31-24. What a fantastic game. I know you watched it. You better have watched it. It's a wonderful feeling. I'm Horace. Please forgive me. This is your boy, the professor. 929-477-4171 is the digit here. Call in. Let me know how you feel, because I know if you are listening to this right now, you obviously are a Giant fan. If you're not, then something is seriously wrong with you. We did the damn thing today. You know, great performances with Saquon Barkley, our quarterback Daniel Jones, Isaiah Hodgins, everyone. Everybody contributed. Everybody jumped in. And it was a complete team effort, and I couldn't be any prouder. After 6 years, we're showing our wares, and it's a fantastic thing. All right, and as I said before, Bleed Blue Show. Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. Check out our video clips and reviews to be highlighted on the Bleed Blue Show fan book page. I'm bringing the fans on one by one in the order that they called. This is my girlfriend Kristen. Mwah. Speak to me. Say hi to everyone, please.
Oh my God, family, we did it. We did the damn thing. We're in it. We are knee-deep in it. I'm so happy. I'm bleeding blue all over the place. Connecticut is blue right now. All blue.
Yes, it
dark
is.
Blue.
Yes, it is.
I'm loving it.
Well, don't go nowhere. Hold up. I need you. I need you okay. here. I need you here. You know this.
Okay. I'm just bursting at the seams here. I'm sorry.
Well, let me hear Lady Blue say something better. Something.
Holy shit, I'm going to have a heart attack. Oh, my God. I have Robbie and Ryan here with me. Ryan's actually on the call. He can't stay long, but he wants to talk too. But, oh, my God. This team is going to give us all a heart attack and make us drink even more than we already do. But we did it. Silly, watch out, because we're coming for your ass. Bleed
God
blue,
damn
baby.
Right. God damn right. Bleed blue. Bleed, yeah. Bleed blue. Red Nesso! Come on, time, bro. What you
Yo,
doing, man?
Bro, let's fucking go, Giants, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, baby.
Man.
It's splendid, isn't it? It's fantastic. We haven't had a euphoric feeling in a long time. It doesn't matter how far we go after this, man. We got it right now, though. That's what matters. Shit. This
that's fact.
That's absolutely sensational. Ray, hold on a minute. Who's this I'm talking to right here on ending 0658?
Yo. I just can't believe what Danny Dimes did today. I'm Ryan, by the way. It's Ryan.
How you doing?
Ryan.
How you doing,
Good.
Ryan?
Good. I just can't believe what Danny Dimes did today. 370 all-purpose yards.
Wow, you doing accounting? You're gonna be I love this. I love this. And you know what?
You know what he also did?
Yeah. You know what, Ryan? You know what else he did? He showed his New York Giant quarterback leadership, which we didn't see before.
I know he played great today.
He did.
I told you I raised this boy right, even though he's not mine. I raised this kid right.
Well, hey, he's somebody. I gotta give him that. I will give him that. Hold on. I'll be right back. I think this is my main man, Knickerbocker Ave. I believe it is. Hold on.
It is. Thank you for having me. I know this is not my show. I know this is not my platform. I'm on Wednesday nights.
Well, what brings you
but
here today,
how many
sir?
people How many people right now is bleeding that red, white, and blue of the New York Giants?
Holy shit. I can't count that high. I am that high, but I can't count that high. Well, oh my God.
Brother.
Yes.
You got to give up. You got to tip.
Good.
What can I say about a quarterback? What can I say about a running back? What can I say about Kayvon Thibodeau and Dexter Lawrence and Darius Slayton? Even though he fumbled that, you know, he dropped that one pass, but we'll forgive him. At the end of the day, the New York Giants now head across the bridge or in financial and beat the piss out of those fucking pigeons.
That's what I needed to hear. God bless you, Knickerbocker Av.
Yes, Knickerbocker Av, bringing that energy.
Bring that energy. We need clubs, chains, and what we got. But we need to bring him right to Link Field. Hell, the Giants do too. Shit. Oh, man. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, 929-477-4171 is our digit. Let me say it again. I'm spitting all over myself. 929-477-4171. This is the Bleed Blue Show. This is your home for everything blue. Just about every New York squad wears blue. Guess what? Today is Giants Day. We went to Minnesota, a team that we just lost to a couple of weeks ago. They were a 13-win team. They were talking mad shit all week. We have a lot of frontliners and stakeholders out there in attendance, just basically trying to hold down and represent what we represent. We're all together. We're a family. And I haven't heard from them yet. I hope to hear from them. But I do know that they're walking out of that stadium right now, brand new stadium right now, and they are loud as all G's, and we have every right to do so. We had a really good game today, by the way. Nobody expected us to come out there flailing like we did. You know, we scored 31 points, which is kind of high for us for the 20 football Giants. Daniel Jones threw for 300 yards with no turnovers, absolutely none. Two touchdowns as well, as Ryan alluded to earlier. Also, he ran for 76 yards. Saquon Barkley had, I can't find it right now. I'm sorry, everybody. But I think he had about 109 all-purpose yards with two touchdowns on the ground. Isaiah Hodgins, where'd you come from, dude? Every week you get better and better and better. He scored today, had 105 yards on through the air. Listen, defense tightened up. They look good.
Excuse me. I have to go, so sorry.
Why don't you say something? Say something to the people real quick. Say something real nice, real quick before you go.
The New York Giants are the best team ever, so I just can't wait until next week when we go to Philly. We're going to kick their butt, so that's all I got to say.
Are you going to call? Are you going to call in?
Are you going to call in?
If I'm at Annie Lane's house, yeah.
Okay. She better have you there or I'll kick her butt. So tell her that. Tell her I said that. Yeah.
Yes, they'll
you know.
Be here.
See you later, Ryan. See you next week. 929-477-4171. We're going to I want to know what everybody thinks, what everybody saw. Let's go all the way around right now. Let's start with Kristen again. Well, girlfriend, we hoped, we wished, we wanted. You know, we won our wild card. You know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of skeptics said that we were lucky to get here, but then they couldn't explain why we didn't need to fight the last weekend, which is another form of hate. They said that maybe our defense isn't stalwart enough, or maybe we just don't trust our offense can't be trusted enough to compete on this level, especially against this 13-win juggernaut of a Minnesota Vikings team on their field. But here we are. So, your thoughts?
I'm so glad that Adoree Jackson is back. Can I just say that first and foremost? He was a force today. I mean, everybody was. I mean, I can't say enough about these guys. DJ and Barkley were warriors today.
They were.
Risking life and limb to get that first down, clawing tooth and nail for every yard, and they got it. And I am so proud of them. The conversion of third downs was amazing today. Capitalizing on those third downs was absolutely amazing.
That was very key. Absolutely.
Those guys, like I said, they were punching them in the face that whole second half. And I just want to just touch on Holmes really quick, not to be negative, but the first half, or if you saw the first half with Holmes, he was about 4 or 5 steps behind. Whatever happened that second half, he started closing those gaps. And closing in on those tackles and made it all the difference. All the difference. Mm-hmm. He was surprised with himself half the damn time.
Pretty much.
Bellinger, Hockenson was definitely going to be a problem. That one time that he wasn't covered was crazy to me. He was wide open. Big Dex with that big stop on Cook was fantastic. The refs were a little inconsistent tonight with the friggin' holding and everything else. I was a little pissed off about that, but it ended up working out. So I can't even say anything bad about that. The reason why Slayton dropped that ball, he took his eyes off the ball for 2 seconds before he caught it. Right before he caught that pass, before he was supposed to catch that pass, he glanced downfield for that 1 second and missed it. And he knew it. That's why he beat himself up. That's why he beat himself up. I saw it. I had to rewind. I said, something went wrong. And when I slowed it down and looked at it, I couldn't believe it. Just that one quick second, he took his eye off the ball. Galladay, the way he was blocking Shelley and blocked him to the turf, I thought it was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. He said, "Oh, you guys want me to block?" And he blocked and he blocked and he blocked and he blocked till he couldn't get up off the ground. Love, fantastic hustle today by him. Breida, the forced fumble, the hustle on that play was dynamic. The way they covered Jefferson was fantastic.
They fought hard,
and they deserved every second. Flat on that crucial to make it 4th and 8 was phenomenal.
Right.
He saved us, and McKinney saved our ass. Thank God for him in the fourth quarter. But hats off to, again, the coaching this week. They were absolutely phenomenal. This was not a game of checkers. This was chess today. This was chess in the second half. This was all strategy. And these guys were going blow for blow, but the better man won, and we looked dynamite. And I'm so ready for Philly. If we can win, if we can beat them, and we could put points on the freaking board with our third stringers, imagine what we could do. So bring on those birds. I'm ready.
Bleed
I'm so
blue.
Ready. Bleed
Let's
blue,
go.
Baby, all day.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. That's
Let's
Kristen,
go.
Everybody. 929-477-4171 Bleed Blue Show. Oh, man. If you're listening for the first time, and you don't want to use that number, well, you have to listen to Lady Blues next. You got to listen to Nick Vaca Av, Reynoso, Dre Graham, and Billy Bob tell you what it's all about here to be blue. Because that's what we do over here, right here at the station. Listen, let me tell you, we are really amped right now, and I believe Philadelphia is in trouble. I'm just going to put it out there just like that and leave it at that. Lady Blue, put us on speaker.
Oh, hell yes.
You got a crowd with you. I know they want to all chime in. Tell us what you saw today to make you proud, please, for the Bleed Blue Show.
I saw a lot that made me proud. We scored, I think we only punted twice. That was awesome. We scored we did well. DJ actually looking like he, was a leader, using his legs, throwing. Yeah, we had a couple of fuck-ups, but And like I said, that last pass, Slayton was really beating himself up. Even Brian Daboll was telling him, it's all right, it's all right. And people are slamming him on Facebook. You know, shit happens. You know, they make it to the big leagues, and a big game like this, the game's on the line. And, you know, yes, it happens. I mean, he messed up, and he knew it. I mean, but it was that kind of a coaching staff that we have that tried to comfort him and said, don't worry about it. That's what we've been lacking.
That doesn't take away the fact that I wanted to strangle him. Hey, that doesn't take away the fact that I wanted to strangle him. Like, I was actually on Knickerbocker Ave. I'm sorry. Yeah, continue.
But let me tell you, we still have an issue with tight ends. We got to learn how to block these motherfuckers. I mean, and stop them. Every tight end on every team is kicking our ass, and we got to cover the tight ends better. I mean, I think we can change it. I mean, but come on, man. I'm happy to have Adoree Jackson back. He made some key plays. Landon Collins screwed the pooch on crucial plays. I was screaming at him. But you know what? We did it. Like I said, this town is already nuts because of Jacksonville coming back from 27-0 to win that game. So right now I am hoarse from screaming. And Ryan and Robbie are already going to come here for the Eagles game. And, oh, yeah, baby. I mean, we did it, and Eagles better watch the hell out. Because, yeah, like Kirsten said, if we only lost by 6 points with our second and third stringers, just watch what we're going to do to you with our first stringers, because we are hungry. These kids are hungry, you know. I mean, Daniel Jones spent a lot of time on the phone getting coached up by Eli also. Half the defense was on the phone with Michael Strahan getting pointers for the playoffs. You know, I mean, these kids are hungry, and they worked their asses off this year for this. And let me, if Brian Daboll does not get Coach of the Year, I will be totally upset. This has been a hell of a season. None of us expected us to make the playoffs. No one. I mean, hell, we were under the radar for every goddamn game this year. So I'm ecstatic. I just wish this team would not give me a coronary, because let me tell you, I'm too old for this shit. So, you know, I mean, my heart rate just can't handle these games, but I'm here all the time. Dressed in my blue and red, as always, always bleeding blue. I mean, no matter where I am, you know, 24/7, 365. But we made it, family. We made it, and watch out, Philly, because we are coming for you.
You goddamn right. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Bleed blue. Let me tell you guys, Lady Blue brought up a good point. T.J. Hockenson in two games in the last 3 weeks against the New York Football Giants. 23 catches, 253 yards, and two touchdowns. Wow. we have to take care of that part. We've got Dallas Goedert next, I think. So yeah, we definitely got to do that. Reynoso, then Knickerbocker Ave, then Dre Graham, then Billy Bob. Talk to me, bro. Talk to me.
Yo. This was a phenomenal game. Let me tell you why it was phenomenal. A lot of people, what they're not talking about, we played mistake-free football. When you play mistake-free football, 9 out of 10 times you're going to win the game, period. Daniel Jones, hell of a game. This is the best game I ever seen him play in the 4 years he's been with the Giants.
Absolutely.
Mistake-free, Saquon, hell of a game. He was pumped. This was his coming out. Still got it. This is the playoffs. It's crunch time. The defense, they held their own. Yeah, the tight ends are killing us. I know that. But for the most part, we held our own on defense. This was, from top to bottom, best Giants game I've seen all season. And we don't have some good ones, don't get me wrong. But this is the type of play that the Giants needed to do to win this game, and we did it. The coaching was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
The players, Hockins, Hoggins, where did he come from?
I don't know. He followed Daboll.
The dude was balling out. Yo, the dude was balling out. Slayton, other than that drop, Slayton balled out too. Man, listen, Giants looking great. We got everybody healthy. We play the Eagles next week. The Eagles need to don't sleep on us because we're coming.
Yeah,
we got luggage, and it's Louie. And that's all right now.
Shit, we are stunned, ain't we? We stunned. Ray Noso, man, you a godsend, man. God bless you, bro. Bleed blue. Knickerbocker out. One more time. Mute button. Okay, maybe not. All right. So he gets back. Trey Graham, talk to me, babe.
Yo, man, first and foremost, they need to make Thibodeau, the whole top half of his jersey, bright yellow, like the crossing guards. So when he get held, the damn refs could see his damn jersey getting pulled away from him.
Mm.
That's he get held every game he get held, and they don't call it.
He does.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm proud. You know, I'm proud. The offense did their thing. We practically in the first half, ain't no practically. We scored on every damn possession, if I remember right.
At first, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With no problem.
That's fact.
You know, with no problem, and you know, Saquon was getting off, Daniel was getting off, and it looked like, I don't know, to me it looked like, remember what I was saying that they should do for the playoff game, open up the playbook? It looked like they opened up the playbook to me. Not all the way, but they opened it up. They opened it up more than it been opened up in regular season. Those wasn't all read-friendly plays DJ was running.
Yeah.
I like the one where he faked the handoff. What'd he do? Yeah, he faked the handoff behind his back, and he pump faked it. Yo, they should have came.
Yeah.
Yo, they should have came back to that because the tight end was wide open when he pump faked it without the ball to the tight end after pitching the ball. Tight end was wide open, so either way we would have gained yards. I was like, damn.
He had some mistakes, but there weren't many of them, man. I mean, you know, what we need to do is make sure we catch the ball and hold on to it, Mr. Slayton, and so we can end these things early and get out of there without any fear.
Yeah, we won. Hey, look, Chris. I'm down here. I'm an hour and 45 minutes from Dallas. I'm in enemy territory. And I'm in Walmart shopping, and one of the guys, I got my Giants level on. Yeah, I got my Giants level on with my Giants jersey. He looked up there. Oh, y'all won.
You got
your
jammy under your seat, man.
What's that?
Don't beat you up. I'm
good down here. But hey, right quick, the only beef I got with it is, to me, what the hell was Wink doing? Was Wink trying to cover the spread towards the end of the game, man? Because our defense was playing real weak, you know.
Let me tell you, this one time, I normally get anal about things like that, like you about to say, but this one time I'm gonna celebrate, bro. I on a personal level have had a rough last 3 months. I'm a party with this one.
That's the only beef I got, because them bullshit blitzes he was calling at the end, that shit ain't gonna fly with Philly.
He had to shake up Kirk Cousins somehow, man. But Kirk Cousins actually played.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say a solid game, but decent game. Yeah.
I mean, We did enough to them from scoring. Because to me, we should have won by two. We should have won by two touchdowns. But hey, a win is a win.
All right, let me move on real quick, Dre.
Hey, look, a win is a win, and we in. We ain't one and done. Bleed blue.
Goddamn blue. All right, Chief. Appreciate you, man. 929-477-4171. We just beat the Minnesota Vikings, this favorite by three team that had 13 wins on the year and supposed to beat our ass in this stadium. We just beat them in our first wild card game in 6 years, 31-24, so they can kiss my ass. I mean, I'm sorry. So we won the game, and we're going to move on right now to Billy Bob, who's definitely in his feelings about this one. Talk to us, homie.
Yeah, I got to be in my feelings. First of all, I want to hit y'all with the slogan, what are we smoking? Opportunity. That line came off of somebody saying, I forgot who that person was, that got to be smoking something if you think the Giants are going to be over 500 to make the playoffs. And that hurts me because I want everybody to start saying ain't nobody thought the Giants were going to make the playoffs. I thought they were going to make the playoffs. I already apologized,
Billy Bob. I told you, man. I said, hey, man, I know we ain't going to do it. That's what I said at first.
All right.
But then when I started seeing things come together, apologize again, okay? Damn.
I felt like I was riding that boat by myself. Man, everybody jump on the boat. Let's ride. Let's ride this thing up. But, hey, listen. Martindale, listen to me. I want to tell y'all, he came up with a good game plan to run the zone all day long until he got into the fourth quarter and started mixing it up. Because that was a good game plan. I don't know how y'all want to call it. He kept everything in front of him. You know, plays going to make plays. But he made sure that he made Kirk Cousins try to dink and dunk, which Kirk Cousins did, but it was not successful because we had a lot of our starters out there, and they played hell of a good defense. Just like what Carl asked. He said, would you rather have the Giants up by four or Giants? I said, hey, we need to be up by four.
Yep.
And I told the defense we're going to bring it home.
Yep.
We did it all year. And then come back to Daniel. And then I did say this on Thursday. I said this could be Daniel Jones' game because they don't have a defense. So this, I said all falls on Daniel Jones on what he wanted to do. And once again, he's been doing it ever since, ever since the Indianapolis Colts game. Well, not Indianapolis Colts game. It's been crucial plays where this man been making plays like he's finally starting to understand what is going on throughout the course of the game, when to run it and when to take off. He's not playing that Daniel Jones game where he's holding the ball and being undecisive. He's making these plays now. I don't know if somebody probably got up on his butt. Hey, listen. If I had to give a game ball to, let's give it to Kenny Golladay, because that was a hell of a block, dog. That kept the chain moving.
Yeah.
He came in for that one play and just did. Hey, listen, I got to give him play of the game because he did what he's supposed to do. You ain't catch the ball, but damn it, you made a play, and that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes
maybe he can do one
on
he can do
little
it next
ounces.
Week. He can catch it next week. He can catch it next week.
And that's all football is. Just making one key block. Because that one key block sprung Saquon to a first down. And that's all the times you need. What else I'm thinking about? Let's go back to Darius Slayton. Listen, guys. Everybody drops the ball. It was crucial. Sometimes that happened. Let's not bang him for it. He did what he's supposed to do. We got out. We won. He did. Hey, listen. Jay ain't saying nothing. He was stepping up all game today. He just had this one little miscue. Everybody have a little more miscue. Daniel Jones, thank you for not throwing the ball and taking that sack because that was crucial to keep the clock running. There's a lot of crucial plays that go down within the course of the game, but we can't – hey, listen. They had plays they could have made plays on even when we dropped the interception. Listen, Giants won, man. Let's feel good about this here, dog. We smoking
we
on
do.
Opportunity, dog. That's all we do. We just smoking on goddamn opportunity throughout the rest of the season. Hey, listen, it's starting to come together.
I got a whole bunch of other callers. I need to talk. I need to ask you one question, though. Yo.
Go ahead.
What did you think about Saquon Barkley today? Why is it so silent? Why is it so quiet?
Listen, I'm being real. I got to be on the record, too, because I got to apologize because I used to get mad at him. This year is 360 degrees because he played physical. I'm talking about physical. Like, I started to see the physical, like, just going, like, ducking his head and picking up these first. It was the first time that he ducked his head and picked it up. So I'm going to give him his props, bro. You can't nothing but just get a man to talk this time around because he ducked his head. I know last year it was times I was crucial on him, but this year I got to give him his props. Crucial, bro. He was crucial. He was physical. Physical.
It was crucial. Give it to him. There you are. There we are. That's Billy Bob, everybody, on the Bleed Blue Show, 929-477-4171. Knickerbocker Ave, you there? Are you back yet or what? Or are you just listening?
I'm here, bro. I'm here.
Okay. Talk to us. Any comment before I go on to Doris and Big O? I think my
I think that despite the fact that that Minnesota scored as many points as they did, you got to give it up to the defense for making the stops when it was necessary.
Yep.
Especially in that
yep.
big on those fourth downs and keeping them out of the end zone to close out the third quarter. I believe it was the third quarter or the second quarter, but I mean, you got to give it up to our defense. They took care of business. Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, even Julian Love, almost came away with that pick, man. I mean, seriously, it was a crazy, crazy game, and I cannot be more happy. I'm so excited and like ready. I'm just so bring on Philly, please. Bring on Philly.
Oh, please. Yes, let's bring them on. Let's bring them on. Because they, you know what? And they've been looking like doo-doo. And I think it was Billy Bob who just got off the line. I think he said they've been looking like doo-doo for the last 3 or 4 weeks anyway. Of course, they won't admit it around here, but they have. But, yeah, you're right. You're right, Nickabob. Hey, man, look, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. By the way, everybody, you can check out Knickerbocker Ave and his show on the Bleed Blue Show every Wednesday night, depending on when the end of the game is. The Knicks are really doing well this year, too. We're going to have to jump on that bandwagon. Of course, all of y'all probably the Heat fans or whatever. But, yo, am I right, Knickerbocker Ave?
You are absolutely right. Wednesday nights, Knickerbocker Ave Fan Forum, we're usually on at 9 unless there's a game on. Then we're right after the game to give you direct
okay.
post-game analysis, just like we're doing here for Big Blue. However, as of this past Wednesday in the archives, we did a pregame for once because, Steve has some things going on. So we did a pregame
right.
on Wednesday. So if you want to check us out, BleedBlueShow.com/podcast. Check us out on the Knickerbocker Ave Fan Forum. If you bleed orange and blue, you got to be down with the stakeholders on the Knickerbocker Ave Fan Forum, always and every way.
There you go. And I'm going to add the check out his page as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Knickerbocker Ave, I love you, homie. That's how we roll.
Love you too, homie. Thank you very much.
You got it. 929-477-4171. Where is my sister? Did you see the game? Did you see anything? Are you going to talk? Because there's a lot of people here.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
I thought you said Juan. It sounded like you said Juan.
I'm so proud
of my New York football Giants.
Thank you.
I'm proud.
Yes, we are.
I am. And the guy said, this was the best game of the season.
It was.
This was.
It was.
It seemed like each game they were getting better and better. And we could be silly. If we keep playing and picking up our game like we have, we might go all the way.
Okay, stop.
I am scared of the 49ers, though.
When? At a time, please.
Listen.
Yeah.
We're going to the NFC Championship game. How about that? We're going to beat Philly.
I'll meet you there. Okay, cool. I'll meet you there.
No, I'm just so happy. Nothing is going to shake me for the rest of this week. I'm happy.
I'll call you after the show's over.
Yeah, because somebody calling me now. Every time it's showtime, somebody calls me. Love y'all. Bleed Blue.
Yes, Bleed Blue, I love you. Get out of here. 929-477-4171. Peace and blessings to the one and only.
Peace and blessings, bro.
To the big
peace and blessings. First off, We're going to dedicate this game to you and your sis. You know what I'm saying? We know you had a rough last few weeks, bro. And I know this couldn't have come at a better timing, bro. Because the fire that the Giants played with today, they was playing for something, bro. They was playing for something, not just for do or die. They was playing for everybody, every Giant fan, everybody that took all the lip throughout the year, man. Bruh,
yep.
This Daniel Jones I saw today was solidified a contract, man. That's the Daniel Jones I wanted to see. That's the type of player, quick thinking, twice, just letting it fly, man. Knowing if it's not there, use your legs, throw the weight, man. We play, and I know last week when I said those little screw ups we had, the game that we played them prior to this one, you had to take notes of the mistakes we were making, the little penalties and everything. Yo, we played such a mistake free game almost, man.
We did.
That this had to be the result. This was the game I was talking about, man. And I think it was I can't remember. He asked a question last week that, you know, does the Giants have any more offense? Was the best Giants we saw that last Minnesota game? The proof is in the pudding right here. Nah, we had way more in the back, because I think Dre Graham said it, man. And I saw what you saw, Dre. There were more plays added. It was like some plays was hidden from, like, we, man, it was like a secret weapon, man, came out. Like, the bag was opened up. We were spreading the field. Bro, we was passing to set up the run. Unbelievable, bro. This is the Giants offense I was expecting. And we're doing it, and I don't want to disrespect our players no more, calling them nobodies. Them boys are somebody, man. I'm talking about, man, from where they came from to where they're at now. Hodgins, freaking your boy Richie James. I'm not gonna keep talking about the fumbles because he's past that. He's looking forward, man. He's making the catches that need to be made. I'm talking about this team is playing together, man. That defense, it was a little choppy at sometimes. Our linebackers was getting toasted, but our tight end. But that you have those type of games where you got high power offenses, man, and it's gonna take that one stance to win this game, and our defense did it, man. I'm so proud of this team, man. I'm so proud of Daniel Jones.
Big O, you forgot one thing. Yeah. One thing.
Go ahead.
You know what it is?
Coaching, man. Come on, man. You know this team is
cool. Bro, you know coaching is like that. That's the icing on the cake. It's been coaching the whole time holding this team back.
Man.
Because if we can make it to the playoffs and pass the first round, With the squad that we got, man, we only going to go up, man. I'm kind of feeling a little bit road warrior-ish right now, man. I don't want to jump the gun too much, too quick, but I'm kind of feeling a little bit road warrior-ish a little bit, man, because this team here, man, they put it together today, man. I got to truly say they put it together today, man. I'm proud of this team.
Bleed blue, god darn it.
Bleed blue.
All right, 929-477-4171. We got Carl at the C Notes, Manny Dogs, and DB Nation coming up right behind us. Man, I tell you, it's your euphoric day. Yes, it is. Anyway, be on the lookout for the Bleed Blue video clips that they're being uploaded right now, and the reviews to be highlighted on the Bleed Blue Facebook page. Carl, what's up, man? How's everything out there in snowy ass
freaking
St. Paul?
Good evening, Christopher. How are you? Are you able to hear me okay?
I'm happy like you should be, man. What's going on? How's the game, man? How was it? I mean,
well, I tell you what. You know, an interesting day all around. Forgive my voice if it feels like it's getting ready to go out at some point soon. I hope not, but we'll see how it goes. tremendous game on both sides, all around.
Okay, he just dropped. He'll be back. Manny Dog, talk to me, baby. The fantastic Manny Dog. Manny Dog, wait. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to say this. At one time, Manny Dog said about, I think it was about Eli Apple. He said something like,
Eli Apple need to go drown himself.
We no longer have those problems. He is somebody else's problem. I had to bring that up. Great daddy, go.
Oh, my
talk
God.
To me, man.
Listen,
talk
man.
To me. Talk to me. Talk to me.
Look, man, first of all, I'm glad Carl went before me, man, because I love Carl, man, but I'm still trying to figure out how we got this far without no talent. I don't get it. Hey, man, nah, it's all love. Look, we listen, employee number 8 elevated to me calling him DJ now. He's now DJ. He balled out today. That was great coaching. I don't know if people could really appreciate what the Giants did defensively to Justin Jefferson, but that was gorgeous. We basically said, he's not going to beat us. This was the equivalent of what we did when we had Graham coaching against the Chiefs, when me and DB went to the Chiefs game. And they made sure that Tyreek Hill was not going to be the one to beat us, and they shut down the tight end as well. What I saw today was a team, playing together, playing with heart, playing as a unit. And saying, you know what? We're going to play mistake-free football. And that's what they did. We had a couple brain farts when we had a couple penalties. But outside of that, it was mistake-free football. We capitalized on their mistakes.
Yep.
And that was the name of the game, man. I'm so proud of this team. I'm proud of this front office. I'm proud of the fans that stuck through. We stuck through this shit, man. So nobody saw this coming, right? Everybody in the beginning, oh, we're going to have 4 wins. I never believed that. I believed that they were going to come in and change the culture. I believed from the very beginning, y'all could check their records, man. Check the history. I've always believed that we could be very good. We had to change who we were. We had to make sure we understood we were a run-first team. Today, we were a pass-first, like Big O said. We passed first to open up the run, and it was beautiful.
Right.
So shout out to Big Blue, man. I'm proud of those boys no matter what the fuck happens from here on out. It is what it is, man. We came out and shocked everybody. Nobody really want to see us, and I'm so glad we got the Smeagles coming up.
Hey, Lee Blue. That's Matty Dawg. When Matty Dawg come in with fire, man, you better run for your goddamn life.
Yeah.
Playing. Matty motherfucking Dawg. And here's the other half right here. And let me tell you, I don't really think nobody's going into the green, into the meat grinder this week. But they are.
Hey.
Nation will
hey, Chris.
Take the floor, sir.
Hey, family. How does it feel to get a playoff win? How long has it been?
Yeah.
You get to knock the cobwebs off that motherfucker. Well, you know what? The meat grinder, the blades were spinning, Chris, from Wink Martindale. The blades were so close to his nose, I think we might have cut the tip of his nose off for that soft zone defense we were running all. What defense was that? I'm looking like we have these guys. And shout out to him to switch it up. And go back to the man coverage at the end. So Wink Martindale would have been the only one to go in. But so, like Manny Dawg said, and as a fan, as a fan in general, especially a Giants fan, all we ask is that these players and coaches are consistent. I will not call him number 8. Daniel Jones balled out and did what he had to do. And he broke some sort of record. Like, no one broke this record. He threw for over 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, and had more than 70 yards rushing. No quarterback in the history of football has ever done that. So shout out to Daniel Jones for that. And shout out to Mike Kafka, because I was getting on Kafka a bit, and Manny Dawg had to bring light to this because he coaches. I'm like, what the heck? What is Kafka doing? But you know what? When your quarterback isn't competent at the time to run certain plays in your playbook, you can't run those. But guess what? Daboll has done a hell of a job, got Jones where he has to be. Captain said, let me dust off these pages. Hey, Jones, you get full access to the full playbook, and look what's happening. Great decisions. That's all we ask for. Make good decisions. Step up in the pocket. He did his thing.
Hey,
Clay had a big
hey,
drop,
DB.
But you know what? Yeah.
Hey, DB, I got to tell you, I have to admit this, because for the record, everybody, me and DB talk all the goddamn time about this, about everything on this side. And let me tell you, I have to admit, I don't think I ever really saw Daniel Jones this confident before. He looked like an NFL quarterback, a New York Giants quarterback today.
He did, and that's what I was getting to, Chris. That's what I was getting to. I was going to say, this is the first game that I've sat as a fan and watched where I didn't have that weird feeling in my stomach about something bad's about to happen with Jones. I'm just keeping it 100.
Right.
But that goes back to coaching. Coaching got these guys right, and like Manny Dog said, there's no one on this in the league that I'd rather play than the Crapbirds in Philly. This is beautiful because with our second string squad, we had them on the ropes. So I don't care who you are as a player, as a fan, that's in the back of your mind. Davis Webb came out and balled. Offense, second string offense and defense had him on the ropes. Dane Belton already intercepted Jalen Dirtschwertz once. So now we're going to have the full power, and hopefully A.O., Azeez Ojulari, hopefully he can get his quad right. But we're here. We are here right now. Still got to learn how to defend a tight end. That's been a knock on the Giants for years, so we got to get that right. And I'm sorry, Chris, in terms of the meat grinder 36, Tony Jefferson, I think I might have to toss him in there. A quick hit toss because he just got to learn to wrap up. 36, what are you doing, bro? Thank God Dalvin Cook fell on that attempted one-handed arm tackle because there was nobody there. So Tony Jefferson got to get right, but he don't need to be on the field. We got other guys healthy. Like, let's get a little more Cordell Flott. He came out there and made a big play at the end, knocking the ball away from 7.
He blew was talking about. Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yep.
So,
yep.
And the beast of Saquon Barkley, the generational talent, I will say it once again, no one was giving him credit except for, I think, you, me, and Chris, man, maybe a couple other people. This guy's a natural-born animal, and I had a feeling it was going to come down to Dalvin Tomlinson and Barkley, and Barkley gave him a nice little piggyback ride, put the gorilla on his back and brought him into the end zone, you know?
That's
all I'm going to say, man. Philly is so overrated. To be honest, the Vikings are a more complete team than Philly is. I don't care what nobody says. You take out Jalen Dirtschwertz, they're like one-dimensional. That's it. So, look, we got a plan. We got a plan here. A.J. Brown and then that little skinny punk number 6, Devontae Adams, who's 40 pounds wet, go ahead and send him the block. Y'all saw what Kenny Galladay did to that number 20? He put him on his ass. And number 20 is like a normal-sized corner. Man, Galladay might even come up big. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if all of a sudden, guess what? He's very familiar with his ex-teammate in Detroit, Darius Slay. He already marked him last week. That's still in his mind. So guess what? For craps and giggles, hey, let's go to 19 and see what happens. Whew, don't let him have 100 yards and it be Giants Niners in the NFC Championship. I'm going to go ahead and jump on the Road Warrior bandwagon too. Why not? No, until proven otherwise. Giants are out here, man. The quarterback play was the big two concerns for me was the quarterback play, because when you get to the playoffs, quarterback play and defense has to step up. Quarterback play is there. Offense is there. Isaiah Hodges, I can't say enough about this kid out of Oregon State. He's a made man. And Richie James, I'll move past it too. I'll move past it with Richie James. He's come up big. He had a big third down catch and run. He's a quick little guy in there. And Darius Slayton, he had to drop, but guess what? He's a Philly killer. And guess what? We're going back to Philly. So we're the biggest problem right now in the NFC that nobody wants to see, and we get to play our most hated team.
Going back to Philly.
This could not any better right now to be a Giants fan at this point in time, to go from zeros to heroes. And did you see Strahan? I don't know if any of y'all saw the post game. The glow on his face was like, all you bastards hated on us so much, gave me so much crap. Because, you know, during the commercials, they be jabbing them, all these Giants jabs. Oh, you guys suck. You'll never do anything, blah, blah, blah. And Strahan was just sitting there with a smile and the gap in his teeth, spitting fire. Beautiful. Bleed blue. Let's go.
Bleed blue, let's go. Woo! 929-477-4171. You are listening to the Bleed Blue Show with the coolest Bleed Blue family in the whole Bleed Blue universe. Yes, you are. I mean, there's people here like Kristen and Lady Blue and Reynoso and Dre Graham and Billy Bob and Big O and DB Nation who will tell you everything that you need to know. You can't tell them anything because this is their team and they're invested in this shit. And by the way, I'm part of the family too, so we're all in this together. Wow, what a day. 929-477-4171. I'm gonna go around the block again and let everybody get their final thoughts in. I am just really, really ecstatic about this. You know, wait a minute. Let me back up. Joe Shane actually alluded at his initial press conference, man, back in, what, was it May? March or May, he said, hey, you know, this could be a 3-year project. So I said, okay, cool. As a fan, I'm looking at, yeah, we've been through a lot already. This could be year one of a rebuild. Well, this is a hell of a way to rebuild. It's going to get better. You know, what I also love is the fact that these players, I mean, we had the whole defense today. And for the most part, we had the whole offense, you know, without any major injuries. And these guys are also getting tighter. Got to put that in perspective, too. You know, I can imagine that locker room after the game, man, the yelling and the screaming and the hugging and the loving and the kissing and the camaraderie that these guys are building together. Ooh, look, Philly in trouble. Philly is in fucking trouble. Excuse my language. Sorry. This is a real thing right now, and we're going to keep it moving. Wow. So from the top of the order here, let's go back to Kristen for her final thought. And, you know, extend your final thoughts. You got something to say, say it. Because this is the Bleed Blue. You're amongst family. Kristen, go ahead, babe.
We are just all, I think I speak for everybody when I say this is like a little sigh of relief for us.
Yeah.
We can finally drop our shoulders a little bit and kind of like, oh, man, this is what it feels like. Remember what this feels like?
Yep.
Do you remember what this feels like? That feeling is coming back, and it's only going to get better every week, every season, as long as we have the ball and this coaching staff and these guys and the will to trust and believe in our coaching. I wish you would play that little blurb again. It's coaching, man. I'm telling you. It is. It is coaching.
It is. Oh, this, you're talking about the fantastic Big O.
You should just play that in the background through this whole episode, because it came down to coaching,
man. Come on, man.
There it is.
You know this team is coaching, man. That would take this team, and they proved it the last few weeks, man. Coaching, man. You changed up your scheme. You're playing chess out here, man.
See, we're no longer playing checkers, everybody. We're playing chess. And I just want to kick Jalen's teeth in next week. That's all. This is the comeback. They're already talking shit like, oh, they're coming back again. Yeah, we'll be back, but we're better than last time. And we're better than the week before that. So whatever you remember last time, we're not going to let you forget what we're about to do to your ass this coming Sunday. So I look forward to breaking Philly down. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to Dallas getting their teeth kicked in tonight. And I'm setting the tone for the week. I'm elated. I'm absolutely elated. And
coaching,
I couldn't be any
prouder. Come on, man.
That's it. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
Thank you, DeBall. And thank you, Kafka. And thank you, Wink. And thank you, everybody. And thank you, everybody on this podcast. We finally did it, man. We did it. Blood, sweat, and tears. Money. Traveling. Eating bad food, good food. We did it all. We've been there. Losses, ugly wins, good wins through the ringer, and we all deserve this. Let's bask in the glory of what it is to be winners again, and let's take it to Philly and punch him in the face next week. Bleed Blue.
Damn, I love Kristen. I hope she knows it. Anyway.
I love you, too.
Thank you. Oh, man, that was all, man. Let me tell you, we are on our way. You know, and by the way, Lady Blue, who's next? Let me ask you, and I want DB to listen. What exactly on that 2-hour phone call did Eli say to Daniel Jones last night? Because whatever the hell it was, my man came out like a NFL leadership blatant elite quarterback today. What the hell was that about? Because it worked. Whatever it was.
Where's she going? Yeah, it worked, but I don't know what he said. But I've got a question for everybody, though. Why is it no matter what game we play, we always got to play against the goddamn refs? That roughing the passer penalty, OMG. Plus, I'm sitting here screaming, how is that not intentional grounding? That should have been an offsetting penalty.
Did they call that because his arm nipped dude's head, or were they talking about how he flung him down?
Because it hit him in the head.
So they didn't see Daniel Jones get a forearm under
Thank
the chin
you.
And his head
Thank
go
you.
Back
didn't
on that quarterback.
And they didn't see Thibodeau get held every fucking play either. Yeah, they didn't see that
exactly.
Either. But like I said, I'm tired of playing the referees every game. So we need to try and do, even better than we did today in not getting bullshit penalties. And I'm sorry, the one quarterback I blame for all this bullshit is Brady. He's the one that started this.
He's the one that started the
protecting the quarterback bullshit.
Yeah, of course.
So what is it now? Unless we have a pillow under their head when we tackle them, we're going to get called? I mean, it's ridiculous. But that is my only gripe, really. Oh, my God. I am just so ecstatic and happy that we won tonight. I mean, we are not one and done. We are awesome. I can't wait. Now, like Kristen said, I can't wait for Dallas to get their asses handed to them tomorrow night in Tampa that'll be a beautiful thing because they're always one and done. So I'm glad about that. But we are going to kick Philly's teeth in, and I'm already listening and hearing shit from all my Philly fans, friends. I mean, yeah, I'm just, you know what? Stop sleeping on us because we are going to knock you out. But we all enjoy this. We all deserve this.
I got to complain.
I can't wait.
I know you can't, but I need you to answer this question. I got to complain. And I want all of you guys to answer it. Kristen, you, Lady Blue, Reynoso, Dre, Billy Bob, Big O, and definitely TV. Let me ask you something. Tomorrow night, there's a Monday night playoff game. A Monday night playoff game? Why does Dallas and Tampa Bay have it?
Because, Chris, I got that answer. Because Jerry spreads his money to get everybody talking about Dallas. He can't do it with championships, so he throws money at it. It's all about the ratings, which
there's
is why they're
that.
Supposedly America's team.
Anybody else?
See what I'm saying? It's all about ratings with Jerry. Every little thing that you can get your team talking about.
What was the question again? What was the question again, Chris?
First of all, I've been watching football all my life. Here's my question. I've been watching football all my life. I had never heard of a Monday night playoff game, ever. Okay? But now we got one. Why is it those two teams, Dallas Cowboys and Tampa Bay? Why those two? How come it couldn't have been this game that we're talking about right now? Whoever's playing right now. How come it couldn't have been them?
Oh, because Lamar Jackson ain't playing on Baltimore right now. So that game, Lamar makes that game.
So there's some politics here. Y'all know better than this.
This is only the second Monday night postseason game in NFL history.
Yeah, but the first one was delayed by something. delay.
But you know, Chris, you know what makes it worse, though? What makes it worse is that this is the wild card weekend. Like, wild card weekend always happens that weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. I have never, since I've been alive, seen a wild card Monday night game that has politics and payoff written all over it.
And some guys today tell me,
we have a 17-game schedule. Therefore,
get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. Oops.
I'm telling you, it's Jerry, yo. I'm telling you.
Kristen, I know
you're
looking at me. I'm sorry, dear.
Okay.
I get it, bro. We get it.
Come on, man. Let's stop the nonsense.
I'm looking.
This is political.
Yo,
this is all about greed,
like,
man. The ratings.
This week, I'm looking at sports shows trying to see what they going to say about us and other teams, and all they talking about is Dallas and Tampa. You would think they was the only ones playing
on
this
Monday
week.
Night.
That's what I'm talking about. They anything to get Dallas talked about. It don't matter if they winning, losing, or whatever. Jerry was in heaven when Dak was throwing pick six because it got him talking about the Cowboys all damn day. He likes
what?
That.
That's
it feeds his ego.
Right. I don't
it feeds his ego.
Fascinating. Oh man, I just don't like this. You know what I'm saying? And later on, when we off season, we have time to mess around during the camp shows or whatever. I'm going to explain to you that really the fault, I tell you who's at fault for this, it's actually the New York Giants franchise is at fault for this. Shit like that. These kind of politics. You know? But that's another time. But it really pissed me off that they played on Monday night, yo. There was two games yesterday and three today. And one on Monday? How come there couldn't have been three yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Stop. Cut it out. Stop.
And
they're saying, they know what they're doing.
And they do. And they, man, they got some delusional fans as hell.
Yeah, delusional, just like Jerry Jones. Exactly.
Yo, Chris, you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
What?
Dallas fans are going to be saying, "Oh, why everybody watching our game? Nobody likes her.
Exactly.
They want to watch her." That's how you the only damn game on. What the fuck are you talking about?
We ain't got a choice. Right.
Exactly. That's
some
the delusion
communism
I'm
shit.
Talking about, yo.
And you know what? I got to aim this statement directly at DB Nation and Big O. And you know what else? Tom Brady's going to win this game.
Yep.
Exactly.
He's going to win. I don't know how to
look at all that money. And look at all that Monday night money going right out the window. All that Monday night money. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead, Jerry Jones. Go ahead. Do what you got to do. You're still not going to. As long as this man is alive, he's not going to win a Super Bowl, people. So stop it.
Brady going to have his Mac cane.
Thank you.
You ever see that movie, The Mac? He's going to have his Mac cane, Grandpa Brady.
Hey, Kristen, you know what?
Yeah, but my whole thing was I despise the Cowboys. I'm telling you. He is not going to win a Super Bowl unless he died. That man is going to be dead, and then he could win a Super Bowl. I swear to God. They do this every year. They do it every season. Every year they do the same thing. They hype up their game. It's all over the place. You don't hear about anybody else playing. They do it every year. It just so happens this time they have the Monday night spotlight. And that's got Jerry Jones written all over it.
That's what I said? He spreads the money to make that happen, man.
It's
all a waste. He's not going to win.
If you own the team, you're playing general manager at the same time, you ain't gonna win a Super Bowl, dude. I don't give a fuck
nope.
What kind of stars on.
He won't. Like, I'm telling you, he won't.
It ain't gonna help.
Like I told y'all a couple years ago, man.
And wait. Y'all never sat down and wondered why the NFC East is Washington, the Giants. Philadelphia, and then Dallas, all the way on the other side of the goddamn country?
Right. Right. Right.
You never, sure, we did have Arizona, remember? We did have Phoenix. Remember Phoenix? We had to kick them out, though.
Which was okay. Which was, we had to kick them out for the very same reason that Dallas is staying, which is weird.
Right.
Atlanta was supposed to be in our division, and for some reason, Dallas said, "Nah, I want the money team," and they got their way, and they've been here ever since, before we were born. So I'm tired of that. Forget that. The Giants won today. They won their playoff, their wild card game, convincingly, I feel. 31-24, and yes, Lady Blue's correct. We had to fight the damn refs the entire time, which is ridiculous.
They sound like a robot.
What the
hell? Yeah, right?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, it definitely sound like, yeah.
I feel like, that Jackson Rose. Anyway.
Can y'all hear me now?
It sounds like someone's teeth are underwater.
You good now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was saying that I want to give a shout-out to Billy Bob on the Know Your Personnel, how he always says, because Wink Martindale kept number 57, Jared Davis, in the game, that inside linebacker from Florida who we just got 2 weeks ago, who had 10 tackles and a half sack in Philly. I'm so happy he kept that man on the field, because to have players like that on the sideline, that's not knowing your personnel. Shout-out to him on keeping him and Jalen Smith in there at the inside linebacker, because a lot of those routes that Justin Jefferson runs, yeah, he'll get his deep balls, but he likes a lot of that crap across the middle, and those linebackers canceled that out. So Philly is in a world of trouble with that man, 57, Jared Davis, back in there. Bleed Blue, I love y'all. Let's go.
Hey, wait. Folks are coming in from Minnesota. Frontline extraordinaire. What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's going on?
Live and direct from the Twin City. The frontliners are in the building.
Uh-oh.
And we have a message for y'all. We play Philly next week because we got this dub. You understand?
Let's go.
We out here. We are out here. Man, that was a great game. That was my first playoff game and my first playoff win live and in person, man. It was awesome.
Wow.
People here are so nice. It wasn't even fun talking shit to them because they're so nice. But it was a great atmosphere. Listen, first point, Daniel Jones played a solid game, take on Barkley, solid game. Good play from the offense. We got touchdowns to the field goals. That was the key. The defense made the key plays when they needed to or when they had to, and special teams didn't fuck it up. That's a good recipe right there. No turnovers. That's a good recipe right there. So I'm happy with the turnout. That was a great way to start, to finish the game all the way through. Kudos to Coach for calling a good game, offense and defense. No issues, other than there was no pass rush, really. But, we can't have everything. We're still working out the recipe. But we won, and it wasn't one of those nail biters that we had to kill ourselves with. You know what I'm saying? We got in the victory formation early, and I was pleased with that. The only thing I can really talk about is some the linebackers on the out, on the edges of the tight end, they weren't covering them. And a couple of times in some of those third down and longs, the linebacker kept coming down instead of going with the tight end, and they were wide open. But other than that, they played a pretty clean game. So I'm pleased with that, and I'm pleased with the dub.
Is that what happened the first touchdown? Because that was a busted coverage on that first touchdown.
Yeah, the first touchdown.
They was looking at each other.
Adoree went to the edge and left the tight end, and the tight end went to the back of the end zone.
Wide open.
Yeah.
So
that roughing the passer call was the worst call ever.
Oh yeah, that shit was terrible. That
horrible.
That one on Lawrence, that was a terrible call.
Yes.
That was a terrible call.
Okay.
Glad it didn't affect the game, the outcome of the game.
Hey, I got a question. You said you said Minnesota too nice, huh? Like, yeah. Barkley, that guy is good. Come on, man. You killing my high, man. You supposed to talk shit back to me, man. Don't compliment my players, man.
They're nice people. You know what I mean? No, you know, they were very nice. When we started scoring, it got so quiet in there. They got loud, and they did their little skull chant and shit, but they were very quiet, you know. And they were very respectful, and we weren't disrespectful to them. Or whatever. I usually don't do shit like that anyway, but
right.
It wasn't, you know, like
how close were you to the horn? Were you close to the horn?
No, we were actually in the 116, so we were really close. We were in the corner end zone, so we were in that corner where Barkley scored that first touchdown. We saw him coming right at us.
Okay.
We were in row 10, right, so we saw Barkley coming right at us. Yeah, man. We had great seats. Shout out to my man Danny. I used to be in the Chicago crew. He moved to Minnesota a couple of years ago, so he's been our tour guide and our ambassador. So big shout out to him. Big shout out to Carlos in town. Big shout out to fucking Big Blue Arizona. Jason's in the building, you know.
Nice.
So we had a great time, and it's a really nice little city. We went to the Wolves game. The night before, we had tickets to that. So we saw, you know, the Wolves played Cleveland. So we had a great sports weekend here, man. It's a nice town. Say again?
Did Cleveland win?
No, Cleveland did not win. The Wolves came back to win. They got a nice little squad. Towns was hurt, but Edwards is a beast, their first rounder.
I'm a Donovan Mitchell. That's why I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, no, Donovan Mitchell didn't. He did not really have a good game. I know he dropped 71 a couple of weeks ago, but he did not have a good game. He scored like maybe 18 points.
Okay.
And everything is so close together. Like, everything's walking direction. Say again?
Hey, Pink, hold your phone up so I can say hi, Sisri.
Say again?
Hi, Sisri.
Hi, Tishri.
Okay, maybe not. Okay.
She's not here with me, sir. Tishri doesn't do cold weather.
I would imagine not. All right.
Yeah, she don't do cold
Thank
weather.
Thank you so much
no.
for the report, bro. Jason's
Absolutely,
calling in now.
Man.
I don't know what y'all just having. Y'all was having too much fun, and you know y'all don't have any Hennessy enough to. You know, I'm mad at y'all, but never mind. Get it.
Don't worry about it. We just starting now. We're just waiting for the traffic to die down. We're going to go get some food, have some more drinks, and, you know, have a late night. You know, we're flying out tomorrow, but we're going to enjoy tonight. And then we'll worry about how we get to Philly, if we can get to Philly.
Yeah, bleed blue, though, bro. Bleed blue. Thank you so
bleed
much for
blue.
Out.
Shout out to everybody that called in, man. Shout out to everybody.
Bleed out. Bleed blue, bro.
Hold it down.
That's my man right there. My home.
Right,
You
just heard from my roommate. We had a good time. You know, just to kind of give a brief analysis of the game. The only thing that I really hope that they tighten down on is the covering of the tight ends. Other than that, I mean, it was a very manageable game, to where it almost seemed like it was a mirror image game plan of the last game plan. So it was almost like deja vu all over again. But I mean, it came down to ball control, time management, good play calling, run that clock off, and we win. It was a good game, good time. Like Bake said, you know, we hit the Wolves game up. Did a lot of stuff in like 2 days, and I'm out of here tomorrow, and then hopefully I'll go to Philly. I'm thinking about going to Philly. Chris, you want to go to Philly?
I'm already here.
Do you want to go to the game?
Well, who's going to handle this show if I go to the game?
That's not. I don't handle. That's. Yeah. That's. Yeah. I'm just a caller. I'm not a host.
Are you gonna be mad at me? Christian will be mad at me.
Hey.
Lady Blue will be mad at me. Big old save the head to the game. Chris, listen.
Hey, let me just ask you one. Chris, I'm gonna ask you right now. If the Giants go to the Super Bowl, are you gonna come out and see me in Arizona or what?
Goddamn right, I'll be there. You crazy? You know, is water
okay.
wet? You goddamn right.
Okay. That's what's up.
Just make sure you
Chris, man, go on.
I'm a Marriott dude. Make sure you have a suite ready.
Was that Marriott?
Or, Chris,
go, all levels of Marriott.
Yeah, I'm a Marriott.
Chris, go on and go to Philly, Chris. Just take that Megan doll with you. Cause you're gonna need her. You know they rowdy down
there. That's 45. Okay. Let me come back. Cause Chris is listening. I don't want to. Okay. So wait a minute. I was going someplace. All right. So I guess I. Oh, but listen, we gotta bring Sean on before we sign off, man. Time is running out. Sean, where you at, man?
Who's up? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. You
can't
sound,
hear me?
Where you at? Where you at the game?
Well, you know, we partying hard out here. It's kind of crazy. Celebrating that victory.
Well, that's pretty good. Where you at?
All right. I'll just keep it quick. We won. I'm happy. Oh, Philly going to get it. Oh, I'm waiting for this one. Oh, Philly, I can't wait. We get this one. I'm happy. Everything went perfect. I know you don't want nobody in the meat grinder, but Slayton got to hold on to that ball. Tell her for next week. Oh, we good to go. Bleed blue, y'all. Bleed blue. Bleed blue, baby.
He was sharpening them blades. That's why his voice sound like that. He was trying to talk over the blades getting sharper.
Oh, man. Okay. So, with 6 minutes left, let's go back. Okay, I'm going to do it like this. Y'all are crazy. I love you. I love this. Love this a whole lot. Okay. Kristen was doing a final thought, man. Then we got extended, and people started calling in. So we're gonna start again with this. Kristen, any more final thoughts, babe?
I love each and every one of you guys. Let's just bask in the glory and love this win, and let it carry you through your work week. Have a great week, everybody. Stay safe, and let's kick Philly in the teeth. Bleed blue, let's go.
Bleed blue, let's go. Lady Blue.
Hell yes. Let's enjoy this win, the playoffs. We haven't had this feeling in a long time. Let it get us through whatever we need to get through this week and just kick Philly's ass next week. We don't know if we're playing Saturday or Sunday yet, but either day we will kick their ass because we are bleeding blue straight and through.
Oh. Bleed blue. By the way, I'm not hanging up after the show's over. I just want to say it like that. Reynoso.
Okay.
Reynoso.
Yo.
Come on, bro.
Good. I'm chilling.
Man, final
listen.
Thought.
Yo, my final thought is Brian Dable don't get coach of the year. I'm going to be pissed. Straight up,
you,
yo.
You and me both.
Yo, how can someone as a rookie head coach with a depleted roster, take us to the playoffs and win a playoff game on top of that. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
it's a
no-brainer. I'm telling you.
It's a no-brainer.
I'm telling you right now.
Landslide. It should be a landslide, honestly. All jokes aside.
Yeah.
No.
Yo.
No shit.
But for real though, I'm glad that we won, and to all the Philly fans out there, we coming, and we got luggage, and the name is Louie. As the famous words from Deion Sanders, that's all I got. Bleed blue, everybody. Love y'all.
Love you back, man. Dre Grant. Oh, by the way, shout out. Welcome back, DeMar Hamlin, man. Good to see you, bro. Good to see you. Glad you were able to enjoy the wild card weekend, and I'm speaking for everybody in Bleed Blue Nation when I say that. Dre Graham.
Hey, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. You know, Bleed Blue. I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but there's still people out there that thought we had a boat curse. So just for the sake of them, the boat curse is over. Y'all can stop talking about it now. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. God darn right. Billy Bob.
Yo. Kumar Opportunity. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. Yeah. Woo. That's deep. Big O. An ultimate one.
Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue. Boy, Philly, we are coming through. So you know you better watch it, boy, with Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. DB Nation, my homie.
Look, man, we couldn't ask for anything better than this situation right here. And I agree with Dayball should be the front runner for Coach of the Year.
That should be a landslide. That should be unanimous.
Right. Exactly. So, but like Manny Dog said, and like I always say, every season that happens, regardless of who's on the roster, I'm expecting Super Bowl. That's just me. You can call me crazy, but that's just the fan in me. You know, innocent until proven guilty. And right now, the Giants are the team nobody wants to face. I mean, you know, I really feel like it really can be Niners, Giants, NFC championship rematch from years ago when we did our thing in San Fran. So, look, man, the sky's the limit. And I just can't wait to see the looks on Jalen Dirtsquirt's face and those Philly fans, all of those green clowns out there at the circus at Lincoln Financial. It's just going to be great to – Chris, you might as well come out there with some brass knuckles, man, and just start wearing people out as soon as you get to the stadium because we all know this is the most hated rivalry. We hate them. They hate us. This fist fight's going on in the crowd and on the field. They get dirty. They do dirty stuff. Let's make it happen. I can't wait for this game. I wish it was tonight. Bleed Blue. Let's go.
Let's go. Man, I got to give a shout out to my boy DB Nate and Big O, of course, and Dre Graham, Reynoso, Lady Blue, and Ryan, and Kristen, and Bates, and Billy Bob, and Sean, and Jason the Lit One. And Manny Dogs, and my sister calls it too, and everybody else that anybody that I missed, I don't know. Sean, did I say Sean? Probably Sean. Yeah. This is look, man, look what we did today. Ain't it? It feels good. It really does. And it's a long time coming. You know, other teams are kind of numb. For instance, Patriots fans are up in arms right now because they said, "I can't believe we're not here." Steelers fans are kind of the same way. But we haven't been here in a long time, so we appreciate it a little bit more than they do. You know what I mean? Then you got other teams like the Colts fans or the Super Bowl champion Rams. What happened there, man, you know? Speaking of the Rams, them, Arizona, Green Bay, I know I'm missing somebody. They were all supposed to be where we are right now. But we're here. We're here. The New York Giants. You can't disrespect or talk shit about us because we're here. So fuck that, you know.
Well, I don't understand. But when y'all got a rookie head coach, all you got with Daniel Jones.
We're here. Not what you got to say. Not much, I don't think. And you know what? Philadelphia, we're on our way back. And let me tell you something. Y'all in a hell of a world of hurt next week. Believe it. You better come with your fucking guns blazing. We don't fuck y'all up. Because we are the New York fucking Bleed Blue, New York fucking Giants. Football Giants.
Right.
And we ain't taking no fucking short. I ain't lying. We are ready. And I have never been more confident of a Giants team than I've ever been this now. We're on our way. and just think. This is a rebuilding year. Anyway, I want to thank everybody I just hollered at. Check us out on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all of them things. Look up Bleed Blue Show on your Google and look. You'll see it. It's the icon that says Bleed Blue with the earphones around it. You know? Check us out with the video clips and reviews on the Bleed Blue fan page. And look, when you call this number, 929-47-4700, 877-417-1971. You're going to be calling a playoff team. This ain't, you know, no, we are not, we're not the Broncos. This is the New York Giants. You and great stance here. We don't be showing out. We don't have any cheerleaders. We don't have any mascots over here. We represent hard because we're fucking for real. So take notice, and we'll see you next week. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Everybody there?